Confident compliance is our motto. For decades, we've been working with clinicians and healthcare professionals to solve infection control challenges, developing solutions that meet their needs. So whether it's at the point of care with infection prevention and ultrasound, all the way down to where a ultrasound probe is transported, disinfected, and stored, we want to meet those needs of the end users in a compliant way, keeping them confident to the solutions that they've invested in and what standards and guidelines that they want to fall under.
In the midst of constant commotion in the healthcare industry, one unified voice rises above the rest, a beacon bent on banishing biofilm. They are sterile processing professionals who clean and sterilize their way to improved outcomes, and their patient safety victories often go unseen. This is Beyond Clean, the central nexus for the people, processes, and products that are pushing the sterile processing industry forward. Join us every week as we give voice to that global force, fighting dirty all around the world. It's time to go beyond clean.
This week on Beyond Clean, we speak with Eric Einwalter, a senior product manager of high-level disinfection with responsibilities, among others,
for CIVCO's Astra TEE and Astra VR automation probe reprocessor solutions. And Mike, this vendor spotlight on CIVCO Medical Solutions is a good one because I'm not sure that everybody out there in the industry, whether they're a sterile processing technician, manager, or even maybe they are a clinic or department director or technician as well, has total confidence in probe reprocessing or ultrasound probe reprocessing. And so this is going to be a nice one. We're going to learn a lot today.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're right. This is a blind spot for an awful lot of frontliners, whether they're SPD, whether they're outside clinics. And I think the reason for that is really quite simple, that whoever it is that oversees this, it's not the only thing that they do. They do a lot of other things too. And so it's no surprise then that something as simple, relatively speaking, as high-level disinfection and storage of these probes gets overlooked. And then surprise, surprise, when surveyors come through, this is one of those areas that facilities get hit with very frequently. So hearing about a line of products that can help facilities is going to be really great for everybody.
Yeah, and just making it more simple. We know the job is complex enough, right? Real quick, before we get started, you can visit CIVCO and learn more about their general products by going to CIVCO.com/Astra. That's CIVCO.com/ASTRA. And you can call their general line 1-800-445-6741. Also, if you stay on until the end of the podcast, you'll be able to learn about how you can get a discount or free samples of their product. So definitely listen till the end of the episode for how to do that. We'll be right back with Eric Einwalter from CIVCO Medical Solutions.
You're listening to Beyond Clean, the global voice of sterile processing.
Joining us now is Eric Einwalter, Senior Product Manager of High-Level Disinfection for CIVCO Medical Solutions. So, Eric, welcome and thank you for coming on the show today.
Great. Hey, thanks, Justin. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're really excited to get into this vendor spotlight and talk a lot more about CIVCO. And I thought maybe an introduction is in order with some overview and background of the company.
Absolutely. You know, CIVCO has been in the business for about 35 years, advancing the mission of making ultrasound image guiding procedures safer. One of our desires in coming on here is to empower SPD managers and departments to lead their organizations towards maintaining compliance and increasing staff effectiveness for semi-critical probe high-level disinfection.
Awesome. Eric, kind of along those lines, a good product always solves a problem. So tell us, what is the problem that you guys are solving?
Well, definitely. CIVCO is involved in a couple different parts of the ultrasound solution. So we make covers, we do needle guidance, we have prostate treatment solutions, and we do high-level disinfection. Ultimately, what we want to do is enable our physicians to accurately diagnose and treat cancers, deliver effective prenatal care, diagnose and treat heart conditions, prevent hospital infections, on and on and on. One of the things that we've built our business around is ultrasound, and we want to strengthen and empower sterile processing professionals in particular to know what options they have and what choices they have to deliver effective and positive outcomes. One of the problems that we see is related to compliance, to industry standards on infection control. We know it's difficult for hospitals and facilities and departments to navigate and achieve those compliance standards, and we want to create solutions that allow them to do that to the nature of using the product.
You know, it's a really good topic, especially as you mentioned, for sterile processing managers out there, because this isn't always an area of extreme confidence for sterile processing. And also, many times managers get pulled out into different settings and clinics within the hospital because they are the expert. And this is one that can kind of come at them from multiple different departments throughout the organization. And they can really be seen as a great resource, but I also think they need the information and the education. So it's really critical, I think, for you to be talking to us today and sharing your expertise. Why don't you talk about some of the problems that are in the industry specifically, maybe some examples that I think sterile processing managers might be able to relate to, and maybe they're trying to engage some of these clinics and get them more aware of proper reprocessing.
Yeah, one of the most common problems we see is just noncompliance to given industry standards. A recent Joint Commission survey showed that 72% of hospitals seeking the accreditation failed to meet vital infection prevention and control standards, the IC-02-02-01. You know, that's a problem. We also see class action lawsuits for large institutions where patients insufficient infection control ultrasound standards. That adds up when you look at facilities and what types of both time and resources that takes away from facilities trying to deliver world-class care. So major problems when it relates to the standards and how organizations are seeking compliance to those standards.
Yeah, Eric, and I got to tell you, I have lived this. In fact, the exact scenario that Justin just described happened to me at my very first Joint Commission inspection as a manager, where we were very hyped up for everything that was going on in our department, very excited about it. Joint Commission inspector comes through, everything goes great. We're all high-fiving each other. Our conception is that we're done. But as soon as that happens, I get a phone call from radiology that says, hey, we got our surveyor here and we've got a problem with our probe storage and we really need you to come down here and help us out. I can tell you, I have lived this, and knowing that there's a company out there that has solutions for these types of things is really critical for the success of those sterile processing managers who oftentimes do just get kind of roped into these things without ever realizing that this was even under their authority. I think this is great. And you mentioned one thing I really kind of wanted to hang out on, which what is the concept of compliance? There are a lot of challenges with SPD staffing, especially if one of these challenges falls under their jurisdiction. And so, Eric, let me ask, how does the products that CIVCO has help SPD managers and SPD frontliners be compliant with those Joint Commission standards?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. You know, one of the taglines we use here at CIVCO is confident compliance. By that, we mean the nature of using our products keeps SPD professional compliant to the standards that are out in a given industry. And so if I'm going to highlight one of our products, we have automated transducer reprocessor named the Astra. It has a workflow that's been built that is capturing not only data and key pieces of information, but it's doing it in a manner that's been checked against industry standards. And so by nature of using the Astra, you're maintaining compliance to standards that Joint Commission has, AIME standards, et cetera, creating effectiveness for the end user and their experience with confident compliance.
One of the things that you talked about also in terms of just various, and I'll say staff challenges, because that could be at the actual department level or the clinic level, might not even be completely owned by sterile processing, depending on the setting, but that high staff turnover, or maybe in the clinic setting, they're just not educated on reprocessing challenges just in general and sort of the baseline concepts around sterile processing. But one thing that's really critical with those probes, like you just talked about with the Astra, is electrical leak testing. And in many cases, I would say that people in sterile processing, when they hear the term leak testing, they're thinking flexible scopes and they're thinking holes and airs coming out after they connect the leak tester. But in a TEE probe, we're really talking about electrical leaks. And so this might result in burning of the patient. And obviously with a TEE probe, that would be in the esophagus, but that's definitely going to lead to negative outcomes for the patient. And we don't want that to happen. Maybe talk about how that's automated in that technology and why it's so important for patient safety.
frequent staff turnover leads to a challenge towards staying up to speed on industry guidelines and standards. As it relates to leakage testing, the Intersocietal Accreditation Commission has put out a standard requiring electrical leakage testing of TE probes prior to each procedure and documenting whether or not it passes or fails. So one of the things we've taken here at CIFCO is how do we embed that into the workflow of reprocessing a transducer and make sure that we capture that pass-fail result when a transesophageal probe is being high-level disinfected. The Astra has a natural liquid bath that creates the necessary environment to be able to do a leakage test with the necessary third-party equipment that is focused in on doing that test. What it's meant to do is improve the patient safety and also ensure that not only will that transducer not harm a patient, but continue to deliver high-quality images.
Yeah, I want to talk about one thing that you mentioned, which is the documentation that, from my experience, as I really began to take over responsibilities in the radiology department, looking at these probes where these probes are used, both TE and vaginal probes, transvaginal probes, those sorts of things. One of the most common errors that I found were just simple documentation errors. And like you said, you know, these are requirements that these things are being done. And so consequently, you know, the Joint Commission rule is that if it wasn't documented, it didn't happen. And so when we see these types of errors where people just simply forget to write down the results of the leak test, or maybe they forgot to write down the results of the test strip or anything like that, one of those errors, those just little missing something, can result in a citation.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that there's going to be professionals out there working with a process that's either not up to speed, maybe not compliant, or maybe not even efficient enough. And that includes documentation. By embedding that into the process of using an Astra, we're hoping to avoid those documentation errors and basically automate the process in a digitized fashion that the workflow naturally logs and captures all the necessary information you need for a successful disinfection.
And Eric, another problem that you outlined was that sometimes the processes aren't compliant, which we just discussed, but also efficiency is a concern. And a lot of times when people hear the word efficiency, they're thinking about speed, how quickly, how much throughput. So maybe you can talk about how the solution really improves the speed and efficiency of reprocessing.
So the Astra TEE and the Astra VR, which focus in on transesophageal and vaginal and rectal probes respectively, both have the common foundation of disinfecting two probes at once. In a hospital setting where time is money, there's professionals who are working through high-level turnaround, high caseload, being able to do multiple things and wear multiple hats in a SPD setting. We want to enable them to do their job in the most effective manner, including how they optimize their time. Two probes being disinfected at once gives them faster reprocessing time, a greater workflow, and a greater throughput. And then they're freed up to focus on other activities. The time even spent with the machine is very limited. So we have an upfront kind of more data capture component. So they set all the necessary parameters and digitally capture the information. And then they basically, we like to say, set it and forget it. They can walk away from it, let the machine carry out the rest of the disinfection process, including rinsing cycles. And then it's ready to go 10 to 15 minutes later for them to retrieve the probes that are already ready for storage, transportation, or next procedure.
That's excellent. You know, and you're talking a lot about the different areas of value around the Astra, but I also want to talk about things that matter to supply chain professionals. And so let's say you've got a sterile processing manager or a director of a clinic or a department that is totally ready to go, but then obviously they have to make the pitch around cost savings, and we have to look at evaluating pricing and that value-based purchasing model that comes up all the time now in healthcare as budgets have been tightening over the last decade. So talk about savings, but also when people hear savings, sometimes they get concerned because then they think, oh yeah, but I'm going to pay a price for that savings. I'm not going to get quality, or I'm not going to get the right level of service. And so talk about how you balance savings and service.
Well, as I mentioned before, time is money. Money is also money. So those who manage operating budgets in hospitals love the Astra for the significant savings they realize. The primary reason for this is that the Astra's compatibility with common FDA-approved high-level disinfectant solutions. And these HLDs are reusable, allowing the user to perform hundreds of cycles per bottle versus a single use. Hydrogen peroxide-based or OPA-based chemistries both work with the Astra, so institutions can choose which HLD they prefer. And our website has a cost calculator that allows users to evaluate how much they save over time, and the numbers are really staggering. Also, because the method used during the disinfection of transducers with the Astra is not designed with any heating element, we have no known probe damage through the Astra. If there's a need to address a problem with the Astra, we pride ourselves with excellent customer service and can come on site to diagnose and fix issues with up to same-day turnaround, maintaining as much uptime as possible for the unit.
I got to tell you, those sound great. The turnaround time on those probes is fantastic, and you're absolutely right. I mean, especially when we're talking about T probes, you're talking about a device that costs anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000 a piece. And so when you have the ability to turn probes over more quickly, I mean, that's a significant cost advantage for the facility. I want to talk about one other thing that CIVCO offers. It may seem really simple, but it comes up incredibly frequently in Joint Commission inspections because it's oftentimes just so overlooked. And that is the probe storage cabinets. This is one thing that I guarantee you your Joint Commission and surveyor will ask to see where your probes are being stored, and they will look for things to see if, you know, this is just some cabinet that you bought from Home Depot and stuck something in there. That's the kinds of things that they're looking for. And so how can CIVCO solutions help frontline users with their storage issues?
At the risk of sounding too diplomatic, we look at the Joint Commission mandates that say storing a device in a manner that will protect it from damage or contamination, hanging it vertically in a cabinet, storing in a clean environment. And so basically we've designed our storage systems just for that. We have HEPA filters that create continuous airflow, keeping that air clean. We have a lockable door for secure and safe storage. We have shelving and connections and things that separate cords and connections as they hang vertically. So confident compliance is our key message. Whether we're talking about high-level disinfection or the storage component, we want to keep users compliant with those standards.
So here's another thing. Having worked in the repair industry for many, many years, better part of the last decade, one thing I know is it's not just storage. It's what happens from point A to point B during transportation. And so what about how the probes are secured for transport? How important is that?
Yeah, this is a product we've launched at the 2019, and we've been really excited about the results that have come in for that, primarily because we've been hearing both before launch and post-launch the amount of testimonies of people that have described, I'll call it creative ways for transporting their probes, anything from pillowcases to Rubbermaid containers and things like that, basically non-compliant solutions. And so what we did is we designed a one-time use tray that protects the probe, but it's done in a manner that it meets the manufacturer's coiling specifications. And it also is designed to separate high-level disinfected parts of the probe to low-level disinfected parts of the probe, reducing that cross-contamination.
Yeah, like Justin said on the transportation, it blows my mind how often transportation issues come up, both in surveys and on the repair side, because like I said, you know, you've got these probes that are worth $50,000 or more. Damage to T probes will cause your repair budget to get out of control in a hurry. It's amazing that we have these incredibly delicate devices and we cram them into things that were clearly not designed to be holding them. And the result is exactly what you just described. It's cross-contamination because, shocker of the century, pillowcases are not designed to hold devices that are this delicate or expensive or vulnerable to cross-contamination. And even what the most common solution that I see is the plastic tub that you bought from Walmart. It's no surprise then that cross-contamination and damage from transport becomes a significant problem for facilities. What are some other things that you can tell us that really set you guys apart in the industry?
To our knowledge, we know there's no other competitors out there that are making a disposable tray that's designed to the contour of transesophageal probes. And so that's been one just big benefit that's meeting a need that's been requested for many years. And when you talk about the amount of transportation and where that happens, it's not just from the point of care to SPD, although that is covered, but it's from the point of high-level disinfection to storage, from storage to procedure, and procedure back to SPD. So there is a life cycle that is met, and there's transportation needed at each step of that life cycle. The requests that we get are not necessarily just one way, but a full circle of uses of transport
that custom design that meets the manufacturer's specifications, and then also just ultimately safety for those expensive probes.
It also seems to me like you make it easier. Like, this is an area where there are multiple steps, and definitely for SPD, it's not – think about how many different devices are going through sterile processing, or when you look at the clinic setting, you have people that are cross-trained with multiple different roles. It just seems to me that you button it up pretty good and that you keep it very simple, and while at the same time – they almost don't have to worry about compliance. I think that's so critical that you have an end-to-end sort of solution for storage, transport, and reprocessing that almost makes it difficult not to follow proper protocol.
Yeah, absolutely. Confident compliance is our motto. You know, for decades, we've been working with clinicians and healthcare professionals to solve infection control challenges, developing solutions that meet their needs. So whether it's at the point of care with infection prevention and ultrasound, all the way down to where a ultrasound probe is transported, disinfected, and stored, we want to meet those needs of the end users in a compliant way, keeping them confident to the solutions that they've invested in and what standards and guidelines that they want to fall under.
And that is fantastic that you can take something that is just not typically on a frontliner's radar, but nevertheless can cause a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and just simply take it off their plate to where they don't have to worry about it anymore. They know that it's being done well and done right in a way that is safe for patients and safe for the instruments themselves. That is just a wonderful thing.
And Eric, here's what one of your customers had to say. Quote, we had Joint Commission come last year, and they did not have any questions about the process. They could show up at any time, and we know we have a great process here. We have a great piece of equipment that is documenting all the stuff for us, and they're going to love that it is consistent. That's RK, an ultrasound manager at Oklahoma Heart Hospital. So that's a great testimonial. It really echoes what Mike and I both just said. So nice to be able to take some of that anxiety off of a manager. And I know also that as part of this vendor spotlight that you've done here with Beyond Clean, that there is a benefit to being a Beyond Clean listener, and that is for a limited time, they can call your office or visit your website for discounts on the Astra automated reprocessor and high-level disinfection accessories and or receive free samples. And they can do that by going to civco.com/beyondclean. That's www.civco.com/beyondclean or by calling your home office 1-800-445-6741 and mention that they heard about you on the Beyond Clean podcast. That is truly excellent, Eric, and thank you for offering that to our listeners. It's been a pleasure having you on the episode today.
Thanks, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure talking to you, addressing things that we know are problems in the industry and how we can provide solutions to meet those problems.
That was Eric Einwalter, Senior Product Manager of High-Level Disinfection with Civco Medical Solutions. And as a reminder, you can get more information on their general products by going to civco.com/Astra. That's civco.com/ASTRA. And if you want to take advantage in a limited time for discounts or free samples, go to civco.com/beyondclean or call their home office at 1-800-445-6741 and mention hearing about them right here on the Beyond Clean podcast. So, Mike, I think this was an excellent one. And as we talked about in the introduction, so critical to make this an easier process, especially because there's so much reach out into many different departments in the hospital. And what a great way for a manager or a director to just show increased value to the entire organization.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. I mean, there is so much value just in the simple fact of just knowing that if surveyors show up tomorrow, that you don't have to go run down to radiology or you don't have to run across the street to the clinic to make sure that all the logbooks are in order or all the storage is being done correctly, or maybe somebody isn't out there running around carrying a T-probe in a pillowcase. Having that stress alleviated is worth so much for a sterile processing manager. And all of those can be alleviated through products that CIVCO offers. I think it's a great company, a great process.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Vendor Spotlight. As a reminder, you can help support us by subscribing to Beyond Clean on iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, or Spotify. Simply search for Beyond Clean Podcast. We'd appreciate a rating and a review because your feedback is important to the show. And if you have any topics that you'd like us to cover on a future episode, just send us an email to info@beyondclean.net. On behalf of Mike and myself, thank you for listening to another edition of Beyond Clean.